Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Kaizen Analytics names Raj Gopalaswamy, PhD, as associate partner to accelerate growth across strategic industries. Kaizen Analytics has appointed Raj Gopalaswamy, PhD, as associate partner to drive growth in key industries. With over 25 years of experience in innovation leadership, Gopalaswamy brings expertise in areas such as CPG, retail, automotive, and sustainability. His background in analytics, AI, and sustainability-focused engineering will support Kaizen's expansion into data-rich sectors. CEO Krishna Arangode expressed excitement about Gopalaswamy joining the leadership team, highlighting his strategic mindset and global experience. Gopalaswamy's role will focus on expanding Kaizen's offerings in packaging, CPG, retail, manufacturing, and material circularity, while helping clients tackle complex challenges with actionable intelligence.
The revolution in paint protection film has begun. Optech Films disrupts the industry with game-changing access and affordability for professionals. The paint protection film, PPF industry is experiencing a revolution led by Optech Films, offering top-tier PPF at 35% less than leading brands. With a focus on quality and affordability, Optech is empowering professional installers nationwide. Optech's film is not only more cost-effective, but also easier to work with and more durable. By making the switch, installers have reported keeping 50% more profit without changing their workflow. Optech is disrupting the industry by offering exclusive pricing, training resources, and product innovations to pro members. Join the revolution today and take control of your business with Optech Films Paint Protection Film. For more information, visit optechfilms.com.
The Top Entrepreneur of USA Awards will be presented on October 9th as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. The Top Entrepreneur of USA Awards 2025 will be presented on October 9th as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. Negocios and Ejecutiva magazine will hold the prestigious event at the EB Hotel in Miami, honoring entrepreneurs and business leaders who have shown exceptional performance and leadership. This celebration will highlight their dedication, innovation, and positive impact on their communities. The evening will include a cocktail reception and formal dinner, providing a great networking opportunity. The event aims to recognize and inspire excellence in the U.S. entrepreneurial community. Stay tuned for the announcement of the honorees and join the celebration of achievements, innovation, and leadership. Powerbank Corp. Name change signals broader energy strategy and investor growth potential. Powerbank Corporation, formerly known as Solar Bank Corporation, has rebranded to better reflect its expanding clean energy portfolio. With a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt and a $100 million financing deal with CIM Group, the company is poised for growth in the U.S. and Canadian markets. The name change, effective July 28, 2025, signifies a strategic shift towards a broader energy infrastructure platform. Trading under the tickers NASDAQ, Cboe, CN, and FSE 103, Powerbank aims to provide diversified clean energy solutions, including solar and battery storage. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor News Breaks. CG Media Corporation and relaunches Aganger in Mexico to LATAM expansion to drive LATAM expansion. Seg Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as CD and LTRW, has relaunched its Aganar operations in Mexico. This relaunch, operating under a license to sell lottery draw games from the Mexican National Lottery, is expected to generate $5.2 million in revenue with an 18% annual growth trajectory. This move marks the first step in Segimedia's Latin America expansion strategy. Chairman and CEO Matthew McGann stated that this relaunch signifies progress in the turnaround of Lottery.com, positioning the company for global scalability with $450 million in committed financing facilities. For more information, visit the Seg Media Corporation newsroom. Mocha Digital partners with Piper Family Painting to elevate their digital presence. Mocha Digital, a premier full-service digital marketing and technology agency, has partnered with Piper Family Painting to enhance their online visibility in Southern Arizona. With over 30 years of experience, Piper Family Painting is known for their skilled craftsmanship and community values, offering services like interior and exterior painting, cabinetry refinishing, and restoration. Through this collaboration, Mocha Digital will implement a comprehensive digital marketing strategy to expand Piper Family Painting's reach, including SEO tactics, podcast content creation, website redesign, and social media management. This partnership aims to showcase Piper Family Painting's commitment to quality and community while helping them connect with a larger audience. CEO Jamie expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting shared values of quality and customer focus. This collaboration signifies a significant step forward for both companies, combining Mocha Digital's expertise with Piper Family Painting's craftsmanship for mutual success. Lahontan Gold Corp. Tierhing XF. Why past producers offer the clearest path to near-term gold production. Lahontan Gold Corp. highlights the potential of past producers for near-term gold production. The Santa Fe Mine's history of gold and silver production, along with a 2 million ounce resource, positions the company for profitability. With a fast-track permitting strategy targeting early 2027 production, Lahontan leverages existing infrastructure and a pro-mining regulatory environment in Nevada's Walker Lane District. The challenges in the gold mining sector, such as lengthy timelines and high capital requirements, make Lahontan's approach stand out. For more information on LGCXF, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire offers a specialized platform for global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Musk hails Samsung-Tesla AI chips deal. Samsung has secured a $16.5 billion deal to produce AI chips for Tesla, confirmed by Elon Musk. Following the announcement, Samsung's shares rose by 6.8%, while Tesla saw a 4.2% gain. This partnership sets the stage for other tech companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. to follow suit and explore similar collaborations. Study identifies genetic marker helpful in guiding brain tumor treatment. Researchers at the University of Kentucky have identified a key genetic biomarker that treatment teams could rely on to predict which patients having glioblastoma stand higher chances of benefiting from bevacizumab, a cancer drug. This research marks another step forward in understanding how cancer treatment works in relation to factors within individual patients. As more treatment options for brain cancers like GBM are developed by firms like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., a time may come when personalized treatment plans based on genetic markers could significantly improve patient outcomes. BYD celebrates reaching 13 million NEVs milestone. BYD, the Chinese automaker, has achieved a significant milestone by becoming the first player in the global new energy vehicle sector to produce 13 million NEVs. This accomplishment, reached on July 21st, surpasses even Tesla's production numbers. Other entities in the industry, such as Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDENI, could potentially learn from BYD's success. Green Car Stocks, a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, provides valuable insights and information for investors and companies looking to navigate this rapidly growing market.
The clock starts ticking on U.S. copper production as 50% tariff looms. Pedro Pablo Lavin, a former commercial executive at Enami, believes it will take America at least 10 years to achieve copper self-sufficiency through domestic production and processing. Jefferies analysts agree, stating that due to the time it takes to develop mines, self-sufficiency may not be possible in under a decade. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., are currently involved in copper production. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For SMS alerts from Mining Newswire, text BIGHOLE to 888-902-4192. Visit ht.miningnewswire.com for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.